after months of bad press over the treatment of suspected al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters who are being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, U.S. military officials are now showcasing improved conditions there. But human rights groups and international law experts continue to complain that detainees are not receiving certain fundamental protections. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from the isolated detention camp called Delta.
Camp Delta sprawls for nearly a mile along a grassy cliff over the Caribbean. To enter, one passes through four security gates. Wooden guard towers rise at intervals above multiple lines of fencing topped with concertina wire. Armed soldiers swarm everywhere. Inside, ventilated prison barracks house the 660 inmates from 42 countries. Major Sergeant John Venata, the camp's warden, shows a standard one-person cell measuring 8 feet by 7. Its walls are of steel mesh painted yellow. An arrow on the floor points towards the holy city of Mecca. Venata says the military is trying to be more sensitive to its Muslim prisoners' religious needs.
So if you notice that they have everything from a Quran, you have prayer beads, you have their cap that they wear during prayer, you have their perfume or incense. They also have a mat, an ISO mat, which is basically for prayer on the floor. And then the Asian toilet, which is two steps, and it's kind of a different way than what I'm used to.
There's also a new system of rewards. Prisoners can earn up to 4 showers a week and 4 20-minute sessions in a tiny recreation courtyard if deemed cooperative. Each cement courtyard has a soccer ball, nothing else. Ultimately, they can be moved to an adjacent medium security complex where they get 3 hot meals a day, more free time, and dress in white instead of traditional prison orange. Delta is the U.S.'s first military prison to play the Muslim call to prayer. 5 times a day, it blares from loudspeakers. Though interviews with prisoners here are forbidden, on this day, some are visible in the medium security block. 4 young men with long beards sit outside under an awning. One stretches, another reads a book. With virtually no contact with the outside world, they stare for long moments at a passing reporter. As the call to prayer begins, they disappear into their communal quarters. One man can be heard praying softly in solitude. There have been 25 suicide attempts at Camp Delta, most in the last few months. Doctors here say the lack of access to attorneys, the lack of charges, and the endless interrogations are contributing to prisoner despair. Nonetheless, top brass say morale among prisoners in general has risen with the improved facilities and reward system. From January to April of last year, the detainees had it much worse. They were held at nearby Camp X-Ray, a Spartan collection of chain-link cells that lacked toilets and left detainees exposed to the elements. Military policewoman Laura Frost says at Delta she has had limited interaction with detainees, few of whom speak English. But one, she says, recently asked her how to spell amen for a letter he was writing in English.
It just kind of touched me because everything that he had read in the letter, because he handed me the letter and wanted me to read it to make sure that it was understandable to someone, you know, on my side of the fence. And it was sad because he kept, you know, all he said in the letter was that he kept asking his family to pray for him and to come home safe.
A new separate facility holds a small number of juveniles aged 13 to 15. Lieutenant Colonel Barry Johnson says they're considered dangerous but worth rehabilitating.
They live communally. They receive special attention and mental health care as these young adults need as they continue to develop. They receive special education, reading, writing, some basic math, so that if and when they are transferred back to their nations, they have basic skills and continue to develop.
Despite an international outcry from human rights groups, the U.S. argues that it can hold all its prisoners indefinitely and deny them access to counsel because they are not technically prisoners of war. POWs, according to the Geneva Convention, must have fought in a conventional army representing a state. These men, the U.S. says, are non-aligned combatants, thus unprotected by the conventions. But the head of Amnesty International for the Americas, William Schulz, says a third party should decide the prisoner's status.
In the case of those prisoners about whom there is doubt as to whether or not they are prisoners of war, that decision is to be made by, quote, a competent tribunal, unquote, and not by the body that is holding those prisoners.
So far, two U.S. courts have denied the detainees access to the American justice system, arguing they are not Americans arrested outside the U.S. Anne-Marie Slaughter is dean of the Woodrow Wilson School of Public and International Affairs at Princeton University. She says the courts are on firm legal ground.
But just because they're not protected by the Constitution, again, cannot possibly mean they have no rights at all. I mean, that it may not be part of the text of the Constitution, but we are a nation under the rule of law, and we have to recognize that there are some legal rules. In this case, they really are international law rules.
At minimum, Slaughter says, the detainees should know the charges against them, get a proper defense, and be able to appeal. Over the last 16 months, the U.S. government has focused on interrogating the detainees, hoping to glean vital information to thwart further terrorist attacks. Officials won't discuss what they've learned or how they interrogate, but during a dawn breakfast in a mess hall next to Delta, Camp Commander General Jeffrey Miller says the effort has paid off.
I can tell you that information that has come from JTF Guantanamo has led to the capture of further terrorists. I cannot discuss in detail, as you could understand, what those acts were.
The government will not release names of prisoners or where they're from. Just 21 detainees have been released so far. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, Cuba.